Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 3 o'clock update on Hurricane Ike. Ike remains a strong and large Category 2 hurricane in the central Gulf of Mexico. Tropical storm force winds extend all the way to the north coast of the Gulf of Mexico and just to the west of the Florida Peninsula, not quite as far west on the west side of the storm. Hurricane force winds now come out 115 miles from the center of the storm, and that is what is going to create the biggest problem with Hurricane Ike. The problem with Hurricane Ike is going to be the extreme storm surge from the point of landfall somewhere on the Texas coast all the way over to Louisiana. We're already experiencing some tidal flooding in Mississippi and southeast Louisiana, and we expect that to continue across Louisiana as the storm moves west. At landfall, the storm surge in this area here is expected to range from 10 to 15 feet along the coast to as high as 15 to 20 feet into some of the bays. This is very serious storm surge flooding and is requiring local officials to evacuate large segments of the population along the coast of Texas and southwest Louisiana. Again, this is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center.